one of Bub's barbecued steaks, is there?
Certainly isn't. Anywhere.
You ready for another piece of steak, Chef?
Not yet, Bub.
Well, did anything happen to anybody today?
Billy Snyder's little sister fell down. For a while, I helped pick the pebbles out of her knees.
Oh, that was nice of you, Chip. How about you, Mike?
Well, I got an anthropology exam coming up.
Tough one?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's all about ancient myths and superstitions. Boy, those primitive people sure were stupid.
How do you mean?
Well, they were so superstitious, they wouldn't make a move unless they performed some ritual.
Well, good luck on your exam.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The way I got it figured out, I should come out with about a B.
I've got a rabbit foot somewhere, if you could use that, too.
Jackie McWilliams almost got sent home for hitting a girl today.
He struck a girl?
Yeah, he slapped Mary Lou Gifford over the head with his lunch pail.
With his lunch pail? Well, he should have been sent home. Why wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, if he hadn't hit her with his lunch pail, she would have killed him.
Oh.
She can beat up anybody clear up to the seventh grade.
Wow, she must be sweet. Anybody for another piece of steak now?
No, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
The sauce is great, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I burned him a little, but the fire was too hot. Glad you liked the sauce. Mm.
Chip, where's Tramp?
Ernie at the table.
Sure. Tramp?
Why would anybody want to make a movie of a physics class?
Well, that's a good question, Rob. But what's the answer?
Well, they're going to make a movie of Miss Fisher's class. The guy's coming out tomorrow to talk to us.
Real movie?
Well, who's going to direct this picture? Maybe I know him. When's the script going to be read?
I don't know. They're just making a movie of the class, Bub. What's so great about that?
Do you have to kiss any girls in it?
Oh.
Well, I'm sure if the part called for Robbie to kiss a girl, he would make the great sacrifice and kiss her, no matter how distasteful it was to him. How about some of Bub's sauce, huh?
Well, lots of people started that way.
What way?
Hollywood's always looking for talent.
No kidding. Oh, come on now, Bub. Are you trying to tell me that he's going to be a movie star just because he's in one crummy little school movie?
Well, it's happened before. One little flash of personality and zoom. He's up there.
No kidding.
Well, now, Bub, I don't think we have to worry about Bobby becoming a movie star.
What do you want Robbie to do, just lay down and play dead?
Well, no, but he's never shown any inclination to be an actor, has he?
Don't those actor guys ever get sick to their stomachs from kissing all those girls?
Don't you?
Lots of big names didn't have any idea of being actors. Gosh, this steak is tough. I can't even cut the sauce. Tramp!
And on your toes.
Miss Fisher, if you don't mind, I would like to explain.
Let's welcome the director, one of Hollywood's finest artists, Mr. Edward Murray.
I'd like to clear up something very quickly. We're not what you call a Hollywood film company. We're a very small, educational, 16-millimeter film outfit. And the purpose of this film is to show how an average American school prepares its students for today's world of science. So, if I may correct your fine teacher, I don't want you to be alert and on your toes. I want you to be perfectly natural.
Mr. Murray didn't mean that the way it sounded.
No, of course not. I'd like to observe the class for a little while, and if they'll just carry on while I wander around, that'll be a big help.
Very well. Carry on, class. You have the heat conduction experiments on your tables. Problem number 64B. Happy you?
Thank you.
Make idle minds. Girls. science? Uh-oh. 64B? These are two of our fine students, Marilyn Turn Thurston and Robert Douglas. A boy and a girl. Together. Their mind intent on learning. Hmm?
Oh, that's a very nice idea, Miss Fisher.
Please pass the glass and burner.
We'll take a two-shot of this tomorrow. The same thing you just did. Same action, same line. All right?
Oh, yes,
thanks
sir.
A lot, sir.
Good.
Well. Oh, you're really thinking. Oops.
Chip, I'm trying to do my homework. Cut it out.
Okay.
So what's the idea?
I'm taking your picture.
Well, I know you weren't washing the dishes. What did you take my picture for?
On account if you become a movie star, I want some pictures of you when you're just an ordinary dumb kid.
Well, I'm not going to be a movie star, so you can just cut it out.
Hey, Rob, look.
Look, gun, you squirt. Now I can't see anything.
Well, when you can see, will you write me about 50 autographs so I can sell them to my friends?
What's the matter with you, Chip? It's just a small part. It's a small part, Bub. Just one line. That's all.
Robbie, there is no such a thing as a small part. Hmm? There are only small actors.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, Bub. There are no small parts, just small actors. Yeah, that's very good, Bub.
As long as you understand it now. Come on, let's hear the line.
Please pass the Bunsen burner.
Please pass the Bunsen burner. That's a little more like it now. Although the line is a little cold to me. I wish there were some way we could get her name into it. What is her name?
Marilyn Turn Thurston.
Oh, forget it. Come on, now, let's hear it again.
Please pass the Bunsen burner. What's the matter with that?
You're not getting any rhythm into it. You're accenting the bun instead of the please. Now, go and get your trumpet.
Huh?
Just do as I say and go and get the trumpet.
I tell you, he's doing that.
Yeah, I bet.
He can get to say things in the picture.
Yeah, I bet.
He's going to be famous.
Sure, I bet.
He'll have his picture in the papers.
Yeah, I bet.
And all the movie magazines, too.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet, too.
I want to see a man.
Come on, let's try it again. Da, 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 da. Now we got it. Now we got it. Now, come on, let's try it again. Da 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 da. Da. Come on, try it again. Give me some of this.
Please pass the Bunsen burner.
Now we're going. Now you got it. Come on. Now once again. Come on.
Please.
An actor?
Can Robbie ride a horse?
I don't know.
How can he be an actor if he don't know how to ride a horse?
In one weekend, you're
crisp bag.
So you can see where you're going.
Gemini Automotive Care.
We're making drivers smile.
It relaxes fibers.
Please pass the Bunsen burner. Please pass the Bunsen burner.
Well, it's good, Robbie, but it's not quite right.
It isn't?
No, the way you accent the please makes it sound as though you're begging me, as though I don't want to pass you the burner.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Then I'd have to play the scene differently. I mean, my action would have to be different.
Yeah. Well, why don't we try the whole thing over again?
excuse me a minute, Robbie, dear.
Dear, about that.
I told you, we're busy. We're rehearsing.
I thought I gave you your orders, Buster.
Look, monster, nobody gives me orders.
Then how about my handing you a big fat lip?
How about you trying?
That is a beaut.
Well, a chef won't win any beauty contest either.
Come here, Robbie, just throw this lump of ice on.
Want me to get Mary Lou Gifford to beat him up for you?
Quiet, Gord.
Say, tell me, Rob, where was Marilyn Turnthurston during all this?
Screaming. Boy, she sure makes a good screamer.
Yes, sir, that is quite a mouth.
Don't you worry now, we'll have it down by morning.
I'll take a look at this.
Kids are relaxed, take it.
Everything going all right?
Miss Fisher, please. It was a picture, you were in it.
Oh, was I really?
I'll come down here just a second. Greg, we're going to have to come back to this when the kids are relaxed again. Let's get the two-shot of the boy and the girl.
Mr. Murray, I've been thinking. I have a splendid idea for a shot. Now, you take the camera.
Miss Fisher, I am sure that you're just full of splendid ideas, and I would love to spend a month here, but we can't.
You can't?
No.
Oh, no, William, of course you can. Mr. Murray, I was wondering, do you suppose they'll show it at the Center Theater in town? Possibly the second feature.
Well, Miss Fisher, our first showing is in front of tired business executives. The second is at PTA meetings when the regularly scheduled entertainment fails to show up. The third, with luck, with a lot of luck, we might get some action at Cub Scout meetings. No, they will not show it at the City Theater. Greg, let's get the shot.
Oh, may I help you, Mr. Greg?
Well, thank you.
How?
No, I'll take care of the camera.
Oh.
You can move the light if you will.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Fine. Where do you want it?
Right over by the bench.
Right. There. Is that all right?
Well,
you're all right,
Miss Fisher?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Would you mind stepping out there? Thank you.
All right, now the same thing as you did yesterday. Nothing special, right?
Thanks.
Easy does it, children.
Go ahead, son. No, don't look at the camera. Just go about your work. Hold it. Do you think that you could just forget that the camera's there and just forget all about it? You can do that? All right, that's a good show. Now, we'll try it again, and this time I won't even tell you when we start the camera.
Robbie, what is the matter with you? His diction is usually so beautiful, really. Now, you mustn't be tense. Don't be nervous. Remember, it's only a motion picture.
You know, some days I wish I'd gone in the embroidery business with my father like you wanted.
Look here, why don't you just replace him with another kid?
No, I can't do that. It wouldn't be fair to this kid in front of the class. We've got to use him. I got an idea.
Now, just relax, Robert. Loosen up those tense muscles. Relax. There we are. Is that better? I think we're ready for you, Mr. Murray. Good luck.
Thank you, Miss Fisher. You've been very helpful. We're going to do this again. You go ahead. Do the part as you feel it. Start your action. Roll them.
What did you want to tell me?
I just wanted to say that I thought you should have acted a little more in that scene, Ronald. You were kind of quiet. Did you see what I did to the matches? Bub showed me that. Wait till he sees how I built it up, though. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, hello.
What's new with you, Chuck?
Nothing, Bub. What's new with you?
Nothing much.
Well, see you later, then.
Okay.
Bye.
The piece of business I did with the matches when I lit the Bunsen burner.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you sure you have a tie clasp in here?
In case you didn't catch on when I said piece of business, that's a thing they say in show business when they're going to do something sort of different.
Hey, well, I caught on.
Hey, Mike, do I have to wear clean socks just to go to Robbie's movie?
Yes.
Of course, I guess I sort of upstaged Merlin, but Bub says an actor's got to protect himself. I'm in two parts of the picture. See, the first is with the whole class, and the second is the two-shot with Myrna.
Yeah, I know. You've been telling everybody.
The two-shot is when two very important people are in the same picture at the same time. Chip, is Sudsy or any of your other friends going to be at the picture tonight?
No. Sudsy said seeing pictures about schools make him sick to his stomach.
But, Chip.
Yeah?
When you see me up on the screen there, don't go yelling and hollering and stuff, will you, please?
Why should I?
Well, you might want people to know that that's your brother up there. Only don't do it anyhow. It would only embarrass me.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I won't holler or yell.
Oh. Okay, that's swell. Come on, well, you are going to be late.
All right.
Hold your horses, Rob. We've got plenty of time.
Kind of jumpy, huh? Well, I've had that feeling myself at times before I'm opening.
Robbie, we just want you to know that no matter how everything turns out, no matter what the critics say, you'll always have a place in our hearts. Our home is your home.
Brother, how come on a night like this, Dad has to go and park the car?
Because he hates leaving it in the middle of the street.
He'll be in. I'm in two scenes. One is at the beginning with a bunch of the other kids, and the other one is what they call a two-shot with Merlin.
And here in this beautifully equipped laboratory, students learn the basic chemistry of the life around them.
Good scene.
Yeah.
They departed about two blocks away. I didn't miss anything, did I?
No, no. My part's still coming up.
Each student develops a special project for the annual science exhibit sponsored by the Board of Education. The students choose their own subjects, and they are encouraged to show originality in their choices.
Are you in this part? No. This is another school, I told you.
What's gonna be in it?
All over the country, there are schools such as this. We visited another to observe a class in physics. In this school,
the part I was telling you about
required basic science. We watched the students as they filed into the
room. There I am!
Where?
Oh, the big scene's still coming up.
On this day, the class was examining a problem in heat conduction. Physics was once considered a purely masculine subject, but today this is no longer true. This particular class is taught by a woman teacher, and there are many earnest girl students in the course. Sharing a common interest, the boys and girls also share the equipment.
Here it comes. I'm asking for the Bunsen burner. Watch.
Please pass the Bunsen burner.
You was it?
We had time for a visit to one more high school.
Were those your hands?
This fine building contains an excellent electronics lab.
And this fine building contains an actor with the shortest career on record. Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, Dad?
I haven't had a chance to talk to you since that movie the other night.
Oh, what about it?
Well, you know, Rob, when you're young, sometimes things happen that, well, seem pretty horrible at the time, but they really aren't. I remember once when I was...
Are you trying to make me feel good about something, Dad?
Well, just let's say I'm trying to prevent you from feeling bad about something.
That corny movie.
Yeah.
Oh, heck, Dad, that's just the way the tower tumbles.
Well, that's a deep and penetrating philosophy.
Well, if you don't want to make me feel good anymore, I'm going to go over Chuck's, okay?
You and Chuck have gotten pretty buddy-buddy since the Battle of the Bulging Lips, haven't you? Where does Marilyn fit in at this point?
Oh, Marilyn the movie queen?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she just travels with the drama crowd. Chuck and I don't rate.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the way the tower topples, huh?
The tumbles.
Yeah, tumbles.
Goodbye, Dad?
Yeah, goodbye, Rob. That's the way the tower tumbles. Tower topples. That's the way the tower topples. Well, it topples better.
Every episode of Fandemonium Weekend is chosen by fans to ensure that you're enjoying the finest episodes. Get in on the voting and see which episodes are winning. Go to TVLand.com today.